USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Americans who are vaccinated against COVID will soon be able to travel to Europe, according to a top EU official. European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen told the New York Times Sunday that lifting restrictions will depend on conditions in the U.S., but those who are vaccinated will be able to travel to the continent this summer, though she did not lay out a timeline. Non-essential travel to the EU has been banned since the beginning of the pandemic last March. And the Biden administration has partially lifted a ban that will allow for the export of raw materials for the production of COVID vaccines to try to help India control a massive second wave of infections. A spokesperson for the National Security Council said Sunday in a statement that raw materials needed to produce the COVID-Shield vaccine will be made available to India. The country is undergoing a large surge in new cases, recording more than 346,000 on Sunday. Officials say that a new variant of the virus, the B1617, is partially responsible for the surge in cases. This is USA Radio News.
Friends, Mike Lindell is a great supporter of conservative radio, but most of all, he's a man who has invented a great USA product that will help you get a great night's sleep. For over 3 years, I've told you how the MyPillow Premium Pillow has changed my life. I get the best sleep of my life. But more importantly, the pillows don't go flat. You can wash them and dry them as many times as you want. They maintain their shape, and they are made in the USA. Here's the best deal you'll ever get on a MyPillow Premium Pillow. $29.98 for a standard or queen size pillow. King size only $5 more. You're saving $40. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. You can save up to 60% on any MyPillow product when you use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and ask for the MyPillow Premium Pillow Special.
The CDC lifted a pause on the use of Johnson & Johnson's COVID vaccine Friday after looking into cases of rare blood clots. The agency decided to lift the pause after determining that the possible risks are outweighed by the vaccine's benefits, but ordered the shot to come with a warning label and information about the possible side effects. The White House's chief medical advisor says the 11-day pause is proof of the country's commitment to vaccine safety. Dr. Anthony Fauci tells ABC's This Week that the extra investigation should help assuage those with some hesitancy over the vaccines.
There was a pause, it was examined, and now we're going ahead with it, which tells you that if you look at all of the other vaccinations that have been done, you know, we've had about 141 million people that received at least one dose of the vaccine. A very small proportion of that, about 8 million, has been J&J. The rest have been the mRNAs from Pfizer and from Moderna. So if anybody has any doubts about the safety of those other vaccines, and including J&J, we can now say, you know, we take this very seriously.
This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Congressional Democrats are making a push for police reform in the wake of former Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin's conviction for the murder of George Floyd.
A bill in the House, the George Floyd Justice in Policing Act, would make several changes to police departments and allow the Justice Department to issue subpoenas when investigating systemic discrimination. California Democrat Karen Bass is the bill's lead sponsor.
We have to find a way to hold officers accountable so this type of behavior ends.
Representative Bass on Fox News Sunday. Senator Amy Klobuchar of Minnesota expressed her support for the bill on NBC's Meet the Press.
You cannot have true justice when chokeholds and knees on the neck are still being considered legitimate in some places.
The bill creates a national database for complaints and records of police misconduct. From the USA Radio News Oregon Bureau, I'm Jeremy Scott.
Senator Lindsey Graham says Democrats scuttled a previous effort at reform because it came from Republican Senator Tim Scott. Graham tells Fox News that they will try to get Senator Scott's bill to the floor again.
We'd have police reform in the last Congress, but Chuck Schumer and Kamala Harris made a conscious effort to block bringing up Tim Scott's reform bill. They filibustered Tim Scott's bill because they didn't want Tim Scott and President Trump to get credit for it. There's no reason we shouldn't have done it last time. We'll try again.
For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.